All right, yeah, so just tell me where you're from, who you are, what you play.
Chris Merrim, I play drums from Lansdale.
Okay.
CJ Morgan, sing and play guitar from Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
Chris Wagner, play guitar from Media, Pennsylvania.
Jeff Gill, play bass from Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
Tell me, how'd you guys start out? And
Wags, Chris, and I had all played in a group together a few years ago, which, for one reason or another, just kind of stopped playing. And I think we got to a point where we pretty much had put it behind us. I know I did, at least. And Wags had the foresight to just keep, he didn't want to be done yet, so he just kept calling. I actually didn't want to do it for a while, and then finally we got together and we wrote a couple of songs, and just him and I at that point, and I felt so strongly about him, we felt so strongly about him, that we knew we had to do it again. It's kind of here we go again kind of situation. It was brutal, because he had so much invested in that, and it's just, you put it behind you, and it's like, you don't, sometimes you just feel like you can't go down that road again, but here we are.
So how'd you get the show with the Wonder Years? Just to explain how you met them. And
yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dan Campbell, or Soupy, him and I are very close friends. Like I was saying earlier, we've been playing in bands together since, I joined the Premiere, I think 2004. I sang with the Premiere for a while, but I had another band at the time with Chris, and it got to the point where we were playing the same shows, and I was singing for both bands, and like some shows I would just stay on stage, and it just got to a point where, like, what am I doing? So, and I knew Soupy really wanted to sing, I knew that's what he really wanted to do, so I kind of backed out of the Premiere. We were in a band called Nexus at the time, and Nexus and Premiere, we played together all the time, we toured together, and the Premiere, I don't know if anybody knows who they are, but that's basically the Premiere plus Casey, Josh, and Kennedy is what the Wonder Years are today. So just basically, we've just been friends for a long time, long story short. The problem is that, life has really started kicking into full gear. We all have obligations and stuff. So things that used to take a week to get done, like recording an album or something, like a demo, now take months. And so things have been real slow to get going, but we're playing more and more shows all the time. This is obviously our biggest show. Then we got, we'll be recording our first full length with Vince, who did the Upsides in June. So nice. I think even at that point, I'm thinking, like, we came out with a 3-song thing with Vince in the fall. That's when I considered us actually starting to become a band. Up until then, it was kind of just for fun, what are we doing? That's when we were like, okay, let's do this. And then when this comes out, to me, that's when we kick into the next gear of, we'll start trying to plan some tours and stuff like that.
Do you have anything, like, to be released anytime soon?
Well, like I said, we go in to record June, beginning of June, we'll start recording that. That'll be a 12-song thing. And then, seriously, we hope to get everything done as quickly as possible. I would hope by fall.
Yeah, I'd say about the end of the summer, fall.
Yeah, we're trying to, like I said, everything's been slow going to get to this point, but now that we're at this point, I think it's just going to be, we're just trying to get things done as quickly as possible.
Nice. I look forward to hearing it. Don't mind me asking, how'd you get the name, the 60s?
That's good, a good question. One.
Yeah, to be honest, we were called the Breaks up until real recently, like Karate Chop Break. And we were fine with that name. I feel like with us picking a name, like I told you earlier, we were in a band name called Nexus, and that was cool when we were 16, and then we turned 20, and it was horrible. So like, the only thing I look for in a name is something that we all just don't hate. I don't think we're ever gonna like a name. So we picked on the Breaks. We kind of felt that was just fine. Nothing to hate there. And as soon as we played a show with a band we just love called The Wigs, and it was a huge opportunity for us. And as soon as that happened, I guess that got us our first moment of
splash.
Yeah, splash and notoriety. And the next day, we had an email from this guy who used to manage a band called The Breaks, like Car Breaks. And he basically was strong-arming us. He had the trademark, and he was strong-arming us into changing our name. And I kind of danced around with him for a few months, bought us some time, and then finally the cease and desist came. came in the mail.
Really?
Yeah.
So even if it was spelled differently?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that I had talked to a couple entertainment lawyers, and they said, to be honest, you might win it. You might win in court. You might, because it is a different name. But the thing was that it would have to go through those steps. And we're, like I said before, this band's, you know, every spare second of time and money we have, we put
it's
into
this.
It's
a lot of money.
And so we just were like, you know, forget it. We got
to lawyer up, yeah. So we had to.
So then one night, we had like three sessions where we all just were like on a conference call. Just like, what about this name? What about this? What about this? And I was reading this book that just, it was a Rolling Stones interview, best of book. And like every page was just the 60s, back in the 60s. And I just kind of said it. And everything else before that was like, what about this? We're like, no, that sucks. What about this? And I finally just said, like, what about the 60s? And it was just like silence for a minute.
What?
And then I was like, I don't hate it. And I was like, that's it. That's all we need. And I think at first people will probably hear and be too attached to like the decade. But my goal, my hope at least, is that when you get past it and just hear the word and like the Wonder Years. No one's thinking of the TV show, you know?
Yeah.
I think the word itself kind of sounds cool, so whatever, that's what it is.
I mean, a name's a name.
A name's a name.
It's Grateful Dead, you picked it out of a dictionary.
Yeah, exactly.
And the trademark, the trademark wasn't taken.
That's
how we tweaked our process. We were like, okay, that's a cool name. Does it have a trademark?
That's right.
No? All right, we're buying.
So we own that trademark now, so we don't have to go down that road again.
Nice.